This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And the Wizards and Jazz are playing tonight, as you will hear here on the Team 980. Dave Johnson will join us 6 o'clock because it's game day. The whole deal. You know the deal. They're playing the Jazz, who have now passed them in the race to the bottom. Wizards and Jazz for NBA inferiority, but superiority when it comes to draft position. And that means today's top story is the NBA draft, and thus it is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Jeremy Wu is an NBA draft analyst for ESPN.com, and with March Madness starting tomorrow, plus the big game tonight, we wanted to get a little bit more info on this NBA draft. So Jeremy, really appreciate you joining us and spending some time.
Yeah, what's going on? Fun time of year, always.
Yeah, no, it's a good time, and especially I think for Wizards fans that have kind of been waiting for this, like, okay, let's see what we got here. Hopefully this is the nadir, this is the bottom, and they'll, you know, if they can win this draft lottery, great. We know they would take Cooper Flagg because Cooper Flagg is the best player in this draft. So I actually don't want to talk about Cooper Flagg because I think everyone more or less understands that he's the guy, and we've all known that since he was awesome on the USA Select team as a 17-year-old a year ago, if there was any doubt even then. So when you look at the best players in terms of NBA draft prospects that will play in March Madness, who is the next highest guy on your board? Is it Edgecombe from Baylor? Or is it somebody else?
Yeah, for our list, it's Edgecombe, B.J. Edgecombe from Baylor. We have Trey Johnson from Texas, who will play tonight in the first four. And then, you know, the other Duke guys come in right after him. Obviously Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey and Rutgers will miss the tournament. So, you won't see them play this week. But also, I give you props because I think you're the first person who's been like, let's not talk about Cooper Flagg.
I mean, he's awesome. Like, what are we going to say? He's the best player in the draft. They win the lottery. They're taking Flagg. If they win the lottery, we can talk about him then. I got plenty of time to talk about Cooper Flagg. But, like, and there's nothing that, like, if he goes out and has a bad tournament, that's not going to change. People are like, oh, he rolled his ankle. Like, okay, fine. We'll see you in the NBA when you're the number one pick. So let me ask you this then. This is, I guess, a flag adjacent question, but just trying to understand some of those names you just said, the two Rutgers kids that aren't in the tournament. Like, What's the contour of this draft is the word I will use. Flagg's the number one guy. He's a number one pick in any year that's not Wembanyama, LeBron, like the elitist of the elite. He's a bona fide number one guy. For these next four, five, six guys, how deep is your next tier and how good are those guys relative to other years?
Well, I think that's what people are, and what, you know, we've been trying to figure out is sort of like, you know, to your point, like how steep is the drop off? I think from talking to people around the NBA, I think Dylan Harper probably is like the soft consensus number two. I think his skill set as a bigger ball handler, very strong, good feel. I think he kind of feels a little bit safer at number two than some of the other guys. Now, you might talk to someone who really, really believes in Harper's upside. You might talk to someone who views him as more of like a safe pick at number two. But I think, you know, the fact that both those conversations are happening kind of points to why he's a cut above. And then you've got, I think the next group, you know, Ace Bailey, his upside is huge, you know, big time shot maker, but still really learning the game. I think still very raw in a lot of ways that teams are trying to parse in terms of projecting him out. Edgecombe is kind of the same, right? Those two guys are, Bailey and Edgecombe probably have, you know, top five upside. I think you could argue their upside is higher than anyone else that you would find lower than them on the board. But then the question is, you know, how likely is it that they reach that? What is the best team fit situation for those guys to tap into that upside, right? So it's, you go from Flag to Harper, and then you've got the next group, which I think is those two guys. And, you know, you could argue, you know, come on, Milo Watts or Trey Johnson or whoever, in terms of who you view as like the third pick. But it kind of just depends on your risk tolerance and how much you love the upside of guys like Bailey and Edgecombe.
So that's been one of the kind of the, I would say, overwhelming questions that we've been tackling here in D.C. And we've talked to some of the folks that cover the Wizards about this. I remember distinctly talking about it with Josh Robbins from The Athletic, where he's like, look, they want to develop good habits. They want to be competitive, but they need to lose. They need to have the worst record in the league because a lot of folks think this is a five-player draft. And as long as you, even if you lose out on all four lottery spots, the worst you can be if you have the worst record is the fifth pick. Do you see that cutoff there at five? Do you think it's six? Or like if the Wizards were to not get a top three pick, is that like an absolute catastrophe based off of the talent drop-off here?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as, I mean, I think it becomes a tricky draft at three, just because of what I just said. It kind of depends on how you weight that stuff. It's going to be a ton of background, a ton of stuff that it's hard to say, you know, from our position at this stage. But, yeah, I do think, like, if you, I think three and four, at least, you'll get someone, assuming it's one of those two, with pretty good upside. But again, I think the other point to what you just said about what Josh said, shout out to Josh, is that next year's draft is also looks very strong at the top. So if you are a team like Washington that does seem to be in a patient position, maybe there's a little bit less downside to taking someone who, you know, obviously you want to hit on one of the top guys. But if you have to swing at three or four on the upside of someone like Bailey or Edgecombe, like, knowing that you might not be that much better next year, like at least they have, and there are other teams in that same boat where at least you can like develop a guy for a year. And then next year you're looking at AJ DiBonsa or Cam Boozer or Darren Peterson, like those three guys. We have Nate Ament in that conversation as well. So like, you know, those four guys, interesting, very high upside, going to be an interesting thing to watch unfold between now and next year too. But you know, for some of these teams, when you're planning long-term, it's like, well, at least we'll, you know, if we don't get the guy we want this year, there are guys next year who are also high caliber prospects that you can start thinking about. So again, that's, I know it's not necessarily the answer you want if you're a fan of a tanking team, but that's kind of the reality of the lottery wheel.
Sure, and of course the answer you want is we won. We have Cooper Flagg. That's again well established. Jeremy Wu, ESPN NBA draft analyst, with us here on the Hoffman Show. So the two Rutgers kids, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper. They have two potentially top three picks, certainly two top five picks. They didn't make the NCAA tournament. Is that concerning at all?
Yeah, so I wrote a story on this last week or the week before. It's on ESPN.com, basically kind of asking that question to scouts, kind of digging into, you know, how the NBA views it. And I think it's very, I think it's very case by case, right? Like, teams are going to look at every situation contextually. I think the prevailing thing I heard with Rutgers is just that people around the league felt that the supporting talent on their roster was not good enough to really place too much blame on a team where you have, you know, two teenagers using the vast majority of the possessions and not much other consistent options. On the other hand, you know, I think people do prefer to see a winning resume. Like, you know, this year, based on what we just talked about, like, it may not and it should not probably hurt them too much in terms of where they are drafted. But you do ask those overhead questions. Like, you know, scouts want to see you guys be part of successful frameworks. And then, again, you know, you can make the argument, well, at least guys like Trey Johnson from Texas or like Jeremiah Fears at Oklahoma, you know, those guys were in similar positions, also very young, using a ton of possessions on their teams, and those teams did make the tournament. So, again, Rutgers in the Big Ten, very tough league, you know, wasn't a season that went their way. But I think it just kind of depends how you talk to. For me, it's kind of here and there. Like, obviously, it'd be better if they made the tournament, but it's not like a catch-all criteria where it, like, makes or disqualifies someone as a very good prospect.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Derek Queen's another interesting guy that has a lot of interest here locally, obviously being a Maryland kid. What do you make of him and his prospects in the league and how much he could help them with a good tournament run here?
Yeah, I've been very impressed with what Derek has done. I can't say I expected him to be, just based off seeing him in high school, as impactful as he has been for Maryland. Definitely one of the best freshmen in the country. I think the skill set, I think we've all seen, is very real. You know, there are still concerns, I think, long-term that teams have, and it's going to be sort of eye of the beholder that will sort of determine. I think he does have kind of a wide range just because of the defensive projection where he's not like a, you know, quick defender. He's not really a rim protector in an NBA sense where he's covering a ton of ground and challenging shots. And, you know, I had a lot of scouts sort of describe to me privately just about his motor being inconsistent, like taking plays off defensively. And, you know, guys grow out of that. I think there's still a lot more good than bad to take away from for his season. And I've been very impressed with what Maryland's been able to do.
Last question for Jeremy Wu of ESPN, one of their NBA draft analysts. Wizards have another pick late in the first round, 25. Like last year, they got Keshawn George, and that turned out to be a steal because most guys that you draft at 25, like, they're not that good. He's pretty good as a rookie. Is there anybody that you like in that range late that you like a lot more than maybe some of the other mock drafters or some of the other boards that you're seeing, or that you're maybe hearing some rumblings from scouts that like, hey, watch out for this guy at the end of the first round?
Well, I would say two things. Like, first of all, I think that's sort of an interesting range right now just because of the, you know, a lot of people around the NBA are anticipating just with NIL payments being much stronger and a much better financial alternative now if you're a fringe first rounder. Like, those late first round picks, I mean, you might see, you know, teams might see 20 to 40 guys off their top 100 or whatever many guys you rank. Like, you're going to see guys go back to school and it's going to thin out the pool. So, like, you know, I can throw someone out there and it may not be in the draft. I will say a guy who I think is playing well right now and is underrated, and I doubt he kind of makes it to 25, but is Will Riley from Illinois. I was at the Big Ten tournament. He's playing good basketball. He's very young. I think Jonathan Givony and I have been high on him, I think higher probably than some others, but I'm a believer in his talent, and I think not dissimilar from Keyshawn in some ways in terms of just needing to get stronger, great positional size, very different players, but just in terms of like a project pick. So I think teams are probably a little higher on him than they might want to let on, and I could see him going probably, you know, mid-first round, but I think we have a lot to play out in terms of the pre-draft process and which guys end up ultimately staying in the draft. So that's a big question, I think, for us trying to do this work as well.
Yeah, for sure. And then we all know that Will might package some of, you know, his 78 second round picks, try to move up a couple spots. We know that it's going to be chaos on draft night. Jeremy Wu, ESPN NBA draft analyst. You can read his and Jonathan Givony's work on ESPN.com. Jeremy, this was great, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks for some time.
Of course, no worries. Thank you.
All right, that's Jeremy Wu. When we get back, let's run through a similar exercise on the women's side of things. Ben Pickman from The Athletic covers women's hoops for them, college and W. So let's take our first look really in earnest on the show at the women's NCAA tournament bracket. And we can highlight along the way some players that the Mystics will be looking at with their not one, not two, but three top six picks in next month's WNBA draft. Ben Pickman with us next.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.